This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Settle back now, content, comfortable, well-fed, and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
Boy. like you all got hit in the head with a horse.
What you know about Jesus?
He's all right.
What you know about Jesus?
He's all right.
What you know about Jesus?
He's all right.
Oh yeah.
My Lord. He's all right.
He's a mighty good doctor.
He's all right.
Mighty good doctor.
He's all right.
He's a mighty good doctor.
He's all right.
Oh yeah.
My Lord.
Wait a minute,
he's
son. Look here. Wait a minute. Look here.
It's not so bad with the singing and the playing and the shaking of the tukas.
Oh, it's so simple. It really is.
Even now, your scientists are working on a way to harness the sun's rays. The rays of sunlight are minute particles. Is it so far from your imagination they cannot do as I have suggested?
Why, a particle of sunlight can't even be seen or measured.
Can you see or measure an atom? Yet you can explode one. A ray of sunlight is made up of many atoms.
So what if we do develop this solenite bomb? We'd be even a stronger nation than now.
Stronger. You see? You see? Your stupid minds! Stupid! Stupid!
That's all I'm taking from you.
Get back here, you jerk!
Let him finish.
Can you feel the microphone not on? Me too. This is a guy I've known since sixth grade. His name is Len Mooney. He was one of those prodigies where when we were in Catholic school, yes, I'll confess to you, like I used to have to confess to priests, that I went to Catholic school. Only K through 8. When we could escape, oh, brother. It was like Steve McQueen on the motorcycle in The Great Escape. Boom. We were out. Which really worked for the women of St. Mary's in Hackettstown, New Jersey, because they turned into a bunch of wild childs when they got out of grade school. The guys, we kind of always were. Just took on a different form in those years. Good fun. Back to Len Mooney. Len Mooney was one of those guys who just knew how to play music from an early age. He was pretty much, I don't want to say a master on the squeeze box at, you know, 12 years old, 13 years old, whatever it was. But he knew his way around it. And he would always get picked when we were having talent shows back in the 1960s for Len to get up there and get on the business end of the squeeze box. And I always wanted him to play something like I Want to Be Your Dog or, you know, something that would really make the nuns crazy. Because they made us crazy for years. Oh, man. That was some rough justice going through Catholic school in the 1960s. Well, Len Mooney was that. And he's also this. His band, with the name the Roman Gabriels. Now, Roman Gabriel was a quarterback in the NFL for years. First with the LA Rams, and then I think with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's one of those handsome guys who I think had a career in either TV or movies after his career was over. And he was pretty good on the field. Well, Len took the pun opportunity to name his band this, the Roman Gabriels. And they got some funky junk here. Heard the track called Wonder Years from their CD called Smile. It's on an independent label, Roman Gabriels, R-O-A-M-I-N. Actually, add the G. No, wait, drop the G. One G, RomanGabriels.com. It was released back in the 90s. Pretty good. All instrumental record. Preceding that, a track we played a couple weeks ago and had to edit it for time, discipline, and fear of the wrath of our program director purposes. Aerosmith from Draw the Line, the fifth record, which by that point, it was impossible to follow up, I think, the fourth album, Aerosmith Rocks, which is absolutely fantastic. But this album suffered in comparison to many. I think it's good. And I love that cover version of the old rockabilly piece, Milk Cow Blues. Wouldn't have thought at that point they had it in them, especially because the reputation on this album is like Fleetwood Mac Rumors. They had $1 million budget on the record, which was major bucks in the 1970s. You know, now it takes them 6 months to get a good drum sound in a studio, if they even go to one. And, you know, it cost them $3 million just to do that. But back in those days, especially with Aerosmith, notorious for their consumption, Joe Perry, Brad Whitford, and Tyler, Joey Kramer, they kicked up some dust. Aerosmith, Milk Cow Blues, which I thought was a good antecedent to the Cramps, recorded right here on Mother Earth in New Zealand, in Auckland, on the North Island, 2 hours from where we boast and toast. Giving you some Clyde Frazier there. At Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, NZ. More about that shortly. Well, the Cramps did the track called Sunglasses After Dark from their album Rockin' and Reelin' in Auckland, New Zealand. And it's got a picture of Lux on the stage in his high heels with the microphone in his mouth. And it's like, I knew our artist for the record label I co-owned back in the 1990s. He knew Lux and Ivy. He had an acquaintance with them. And he said, sweetest people you'll ever meet off stage. Well, once they get on stage, they get it all out. They get their yah-yahs out. Sunglasses After Dark, the Cramps. Slip some drop-ins there for your laugh quotient. Been reading a book over the last several weeks, and I find it absolutely fascinating. This isn't one of those music books, though it is. This is a history of racism in the Deep South, of overcoming a handicap and making a career, black gospel music. And one of the quotes in the book was, nobody white in that time frame of the Blind Boys of Alabama was listening to black gospel music. Well, I'm a pale face and I love it. Not as much as I love Harris Lattice Cut Potato Chips. It's H-E-R-R-S. I don't know if you get it in the real deep south of the world, those things, but man, are they delicious. Hurt your mouth to eat them. But I'm already past the point of feeling a lot of pain. I just road tested that theory with the big guy over a late dinner. And I actually got through some soft bread, which isn't always the case, believe you me. Well, we heard the Blind Boys doing He's All Right, and they're talking about the other big guy, the big guy, the guy who's going to come on a cloud, and next time, he's not going to be the street preacher that he was back 2,026 years ago, we're told. 1965, the year that was recorded. Clarence Fountain wrote it. Apparently, he was a real rascal, even as a God-loving gospel singer. Also sang with the Blind Boys of Mississippi. So Clarence found his niche early and stayed with it. Took this from a 2-CD set called Jesus Rocked the Jukebox. Small group, Black Gospel, 1951 to 1965. 2-CD set covering 15 years. And man, it's feckin' great. There, I said it. Thank you. From the compilation disc, Destination Desert, 32 Oriental Rock and Roll Treasures, we learned how to do the camel walk from the Saxons. 1960, the year that was released on the Show, SHO-Biz label, a New Orleans band who got, at least for once in their life, to dance with Betty Page, who never met a scantily clad that she couldn't embrace and run towards. She claimed later in life that she had no idea that she was being marketed as a babe of all babes. Well, she was. Because it's rare to see Betty Page in an evening gown, if ever. The Saxons, the Camel Walk. That's not the same piece that Southern Culture and the Skids did on Dirt Track Date from the 90s, my album of the year. I think it was 95. And I'm glad about that because you got two slices of camel there to hump along with. Get it? Knock, knock. Never knew this band until I bought this box set earlier this year. It's on the Grapefruit reissue label out of Merryold. The band's called The Ambersons. A-M-B-E-R. Actually, that would be The Ambertones. One word. And the piece called Clap Your Hands. Well, that's a track to make the neighbors irritable in a good way because it's a party starter. Invite them over for, you know, the way around that is just invite them over for a game of Naked Twister and let the chips fall where they may. The Ambersons, Clap Your Hands. The Rolling Stones with an album released 1980, the summer of 1980 in June of that year, and a track called Dance Part 1, aside from the title track and She's So Cold, the best song on the record. I remember it being called Ersatz Bunk, and let's face it, it's not James Brown, but I just love the whole weirdness about the narrative on that song. Good performance by the band. Originally supposed to be an original. An instrumental. And Keith said once, he said, you know, we wrote this track. I was really happy with it. When I hear the finished mix, it's like, what did Mick do? Jagger wrote this book of lyrics around my instrumental piece. And I was like, what did you do, man? I think that was around the time where, as Keith put it once, World War III started. They weren't getting along at all after the glory of Some Girls. The MC5 got you lathered up and fired up to put ears on the pale-faced parabola. We are of the opinion, you'll be glad you did. Here's some info about Ope Without Borders Radio. We are live to Hard Drive from the Fifth Estate Studio A, our two-hour tour-day farce full of mental gymnastics and musical hopscotch is now clearly and audibly on the air. We're here to bring cheer to every ear and joy to every girl and boy. Our team, the Express Squad, the big guy, tonight and every week, basically, except when he can't, then 3D gets the key in the ignition and gets my keister here. I'm beyond grateful that they've allowed my volunteer radio career to continue unabated. Our associate producers, Barbara and John, for allowing us to pierce their veil and land in our landing strip next door. Our New Orleans team, which consists of Philby, our general manager here at Free FM, our music director, which you can hear his taste to either boo or yay to on our morning shows chiefly from 7:30 to 9:30 Oceanic time. And between Mike and Gary and Kate PK, excellent radio. Especially Mike and Kate, because they stretch out. Gary plays it pretty straight with music. Mike and Kate, they do interviews, bring you up to speed from half a world away on what's going on the North Island and New Zealand politically. Excellent listens. Phil is also the host of Retrospect. Tonight is number 730. It's obscure Aussie rock and roll and garage. And that happens on his show, podcast all over the place. And also heard a lot on Free FM, and quite rightly so. And he is our social media stalwart who puts up, as I noted last week, it gets wackier every week, and I give it 2 gold stars because 1 isn't enough. Just great. And lists where you can hear us throughout the week, podcast-wise, like goodpods.com and Apple and CAMA and New Zealand Media Access and Spotify. That's how to listen to the Pale-Faced Parabola throughout the week. Then there's Mike, our program director. Twice a week, as noted, Monday mornings on Free FM, and also Thursday mornings on the station here in the east from where we are of the U.S. It's on at 3:30 in the afternoon to 5:30, so you can actually hear those shows as opposed to the wide variety. And there's some cool shows on our station that I haven't heard yet. I tried to make it my business to listen to as much as possible, but sometimes it's just like, man, I can't, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm not doing that. I love radio, but not that much. Mike's our pal. At least he is so far. Wait till he hears the show to see if that remains the case. He makes this program palatable after the Mystery Man and I hand him over our unfinished fresco. And what else? Oh, yeah. The essential, the glue to this operation, the Mystery Man. He is the innkeeper of Studio A, where I sit and have done too long a mic break right now. Our quest is but a bridge too far without his capabilities off mic and on mic at show's end. And you will hear his selection of the week before we transfer power to retrospect number 730 directly following this program. So put on your shouting shoes and let's have a good time. The Pale-Faced Parabola. I'm Jumpin' JB, and this record was voted by Time Magazine their album of the 20th century. It's not even my favorite Bob Marley and the Wailers record, but I like it. Let's do something that wasn't on the original record but is a bonus track on the CD reissue of Exodus. Produced by Lee Scratch Perry, the madman in Jamaican studios who used to set moods by setting the studio on fire. I'm not kidding. It's like Phil Spector used to shoot guns in the studio. Lee Perry set the studios on fire. Not all the time, but enough to scare people. They got their asses out of there quick. This is a track regarding Marley's fascination and gratitude for the punks of England loving reggae music. It's called Punky Reggae Party here on Free FM. And this isn't it. I was wondering why that song was only 5 minutes and 54 seconds on the second readout.
Going to a party, and I hope you are. Of London, small city, dark in the daytime. People sleep in the daytime. If they want to, I'm checking them out. I've got it figured out. Bridges in Birmingham, a lot of ghosts and a lot of houses. Look over there, dry ice factory. Good place to get some thinking done. I'm checking them out. forget to mention Memphis, home of Elvis in the ancient Greeks. Do I smell? I smell home cooking. It's only the river. It's only the river. I'm checking them out. I'm checking them out. I got it figured out. I got it figured out. There's some good points, some bad points. Are those things real? Nine. Find your city. Find yourself the city to live in. I will. Find the city. Find yourself a city to live in.
And quit chipping away, chipping. got a rhythm, chipping away, just chipping away at our love. Well, I said we gotta get together, we gotta be away. A little hole in our heart, we can become a big tear. If I could, I would control these emotions. And chipping away, ooh, the chipping away of good love. I said we gotta get closer, or we gotta get tougher, and quit chipping away, chipping away at our love.
Not so smooth board operations this week, but that will entitle us to the classic. We'll fix it in the mix later on. Running the risk of alienating and incurring the wrath of at least one maybe listener. Talking over Sonny Rollins for the second time in 3 days on the radio. This piece called Don't Stop the Carnival. I'd like to know where it starts around here. We could use some excitement. On the Doxy label, this was one of his later day concerts, as you can tell by the full head of gray hair and full face of gray beard. Volume 3 of this series, Sonny Rollins, Don't Stop the Carnival. And unless you've been hibernating with Papa Bear over the last week, you know that he went north a week ago at the age of 95 years young. Preceding that, a guy who was in spirit for one record, the fifth album after Dr. Sardonicus. His name is Al Staley. And a friend of mine, my round redhead friend who I haven't spoken to in a couple of years, and I need to amend that, interviewed him one time on his radio program, and it was really good, and he was playing samples from his disc called Post Spirit, Volume 1, 1974 to 1978. We heard a track called Chippin' Away. Al Staley, S-T-A-E-H-E-L-Y, if you must know. And there's some good stuff on this. It kind of is in that 70s yacht rock type of sound. But every once in a while, it's like, well, those are songs that are worms, as in earworms. And despite your better judgment often, you sing along with them when you hear them, sometimes. Fish, before Al Staley, that is the, not the amphibian, but the band, Notorious, hated by many who think that they just glommed on to the Grateful Dead audience. I think that's a canard, if I may use a word I usually never use. I think it's one of those things where it's an easy reach to say, because they picked up a lot of Grateful Dead fans after Garcia died, that they, you know, snatched some of those bodies while they were still alive. But then you start thinking about the widescreen panorama of the ability of the band Fish. Four players who can do anything from AC/DC to intricate Talking Heads and Zappa and pull it all off. From the album Slip, Stitch, and Pass, a live album recorded on tour in the 1990s. We heard a cover of the Talking Heads' Cities. One of the songs I like from Fear of Music, which is probably my least favorite Talking Heads studio record, although I'm not crazy about the 80s production on Speaking in Tongues either. Great band, though. And so are these guys. I-M-H-O. Don Drummond and the rest of the Scatolites with Don Cosmic from a collection called Ska Bonanza. I don't even know how I still have this after divorce, several girlfriends after that, and a whole bunch of moves. Somehow this is sustained because it's no longer available on to order, unless it's available by streaming. If you like ska and reggae music, an absolute must. Put your trust in me on this one. This one, I know what I'm talking about. It's required. Don Cosmic from Don Drummond, who was not only an original Scatolite, he's also a murderer. Murdered his wife, went to jail, died there, 37 years young. Sometimes those crimes of passion, as the drunken Joe Flaherty told John Candy, acting as Beaver Cleaver on Second City TV. So 99 years in the slammer ought to fix your wagon, Beaver. Same with Don Drummond. I'm Jumpin' JB. He's the Mystery Man. We are the Paleface Parabola. We banter in the booth while you listen to music like this. An album released today in 2008. These people have an outstanding reputation. Robin Pecknold and the band called the Fleet Foxes. Self-titled debut album. A lot of us were all over it. I liked it. I wasn't that fortified by it, but I don't want to damn it with faint praise. How about if I just shut up and play the song called Quiet Hour? Quiet Houses.
This is Mitch Ryder with a few useful words about attitude at home. Home is where you hang your hat, coat, sneakers, books, and sometimes even your dirty socks get draped over a living room chair. Do you maybe overdo it? Are you the only one at home that relaxes? Is everyone else on edge because they don't know what to expect when you're around? Give the family a break, too. Don't save that best space for outside only. Pitch in and do your part so that you and your guests will be welcome. The atmosphere will improve 100%. Try it and see.
Pay your money, take your chances. The wheel's spinning, going round and round. No angels hanging from the ceiling can save you. No, no St. Jude can't pull you out. No use in running from the shadows of strangers. The odds are hard, they let you down. No words written in the songs can save you. The silence drowns you, there's no way out. Falling down again, pale little girl. Falling down again, don't ask me if it hurts. Down the street, these fall out of feet. She loves to hear them crush. Call out a name, but she just looks the other way. Cause she ain't got the time. Then she sings, la 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 la, na 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 na, ha 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 ha. La 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 la, na 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 na, ha 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 ha. But she ain't ever at home, so you try the phone. But it rings and it rings, and you're so sick of that thing. But you can't wish her home. Then she sings, la 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 la, na 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 na, ha 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 ha, na na na. We'll be right back. You're so proud of yourself. She tears it in two and she throws it over her shoulder. Cause she don't want bad luck. Then she sings, la 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 la, na 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 na, ha 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 ha. Na 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 la, na 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 na, ha 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 ha.
Sexy boy smiled in dismay. She pulled out 420s cause she likes round figures, you know. Everyone's a queen for a day. Oh babe, I'm on fire. I know that you admire my body. Why don't we slip away? Although I'm sure you're certain it's already me flirting. Sha-la-la-la this way. Bound to time and they keep dragging on. Gave you my best, but now that's gone. What I got left you couldn't lean on. You couldn't lean on. You couldn't lean on.
Yes, indeed. This show, a weekly test of patience. Tonight, even more of an endurance test here on the Pale-Faced Parabola. Quiet is as quiet does. And you can't get more of a tune-out factor than a two-minute-long coda. I don't care how sweet that piece was and the violin playing on it. It's like, this thing have an endgame? Not this that's playing right now. This is the guy who wrote, what was the hybrid from Santana's version of Black Magic Woman called? Gypsy Queen, I think, on Abraxas. This is the guy who wrote that piece, Gabor Szabo, from a 1976 concert in Ohio. The CD is called Live in Cleveland, shockingly enough, since we spoke of Ohio. And, well, this is the magic right now. Then preceding that, recorded live on June 2nd, 1996, nearly 30 years to the day as we air on Wednesday, June 3rd, 2026. The six-piece Alejandro Escobedo Orchestra with a cello and a violin, one of the most amazing sets I've ever seen at a concert. At the end of a day, in the dark, those guys got up there and they brought it. And we heard the trifecta of Gravity, Falling Down Again, and into a cover of Lou Reed's Street Hassle, recorded live at Bernie's Hillside Lounge in Chester, New Jersey, again in 1996. Trust me on this. If you can find some 1990s Alejandro Escobedo, especially live, you're a lucky duck. Because, man, that guy knew what to do, and he was great. And he was really nice to my son, too, when my son was only 4 years old. That counts for a lot, you know, as a parent. Fleet Foxes with Quiet Houses from their first album. Again, released today in 2008. We told you about the rest of that set. Tonight, your ears. Tomorrow, the world. The game within a game. The show within a show. We cheat the hangman up for a brief burst of activity next before the mystery man comes in to wrestle the controls from my cold, numb hands. Here, because you know, I do have a flexible moral compass, a phrase I'd never seen before until yesterday. It was like, a what? Oh, I get it. Albums released today in music history. 2016, Paul Simon, Master. Stranger to Stranger, that record. The one that had wristband on it. I'm in the tank for Paul Simon. He does no wrong, or very little, in my opinion, except he didn't duck when Edie hit him with a right cross about 10 years ago, although he might have deserved it. 77, we played Bob Marley and the Wailers in that set. Punky Reggae Party, at from the Exodus sessions of 1977. Brain Food. I didn't go yesterday for time reasons, but I watched the sermon online. Reformed Church of Highland Park, one of the churches we attend. It was a quote by John Lewis that grabbed my attention during the sermon. It was like, without prayers, we are like birds without wings. Well, a lot of people, you just say, oh, you know, that New Age wisdom. But then, and a futile stab at that, but then you start thinking about John Lewis, his legacy, what he meant to the civil rights movement, struggle, and age here in our country, which is in my lifetime. I was 9 years old when that stuff was going on, when the Birmingham bridge incident went, and the bombing of the house where a church where four children died, four girls died. It's like, man, we are not that far removed from black people having to go, Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, having to go in the back door of a hotel because they were black. Black people getting hung. And racism still goes on in this country. Read the Daily News. Or any kind of hourly news, whatever, however you get your news. The Delaney Hall siege in New York, in Newark also continues. The striking jailed say, and this struck me too. We are not striking about food or privileges. We are striking for our freedom. Amen. I'm reading a book about the Blind Boys of Alabama, as I alluded to before. It's called Spirit of the Century. I can't recommend it to you enough for all that they brought in an adverse situation to the table in their time. Clarence Fountain was a fireball on the stage. He was one of the leaders of the band. And he said, quote, "It's all right. It's all right. If I stand up here and mash potatoes for God." I read that and I said, I don't even care to dig what he meant by that. I just love that phrase. Mashed potatoes for God. And another quote, "I don't like to sing to an audience that's dead. Anyone dead needs to be buried," unquote. Clarence Fountain, bringing the noise. John F. Kennedy Jr. maintains a skybox at Madison Square Garden in New York City because he loved the basketball team, the New York Knickerbockers, so much. He's been gone for 27 years now. U.S. cigarette smoking consumption down to 1 in 11 people. My God, what was the ratio before that? Stuff is vile. But I asked a former junkie on Saturday, what's tougher? He said, it's no contest. If it's heroin or cigarettes, it's cigarettes every time that are so much harder to quit. Couldn't have anything to do with the additives the tobacco companies stick in there now, could it? New York area sex workers looking to make bank on the upcoming World Cup games here in the New York, New Jersey area. One woman who likes to get the kink, and she's not just listening to the records, into the procedures, makes up to 10 grand a night. Oh, in case you haven't been able to sleep at night about the disintegration of the Trump concert this week here in America. A lot of people have dropped out, but feel no fret. Milli Vanilli has stayed on the bill, as has Vanilla Ice. So clearly it's white privilege at play here. Vanilla Ice actually said something that was half a truth. He says, look, music isn't political. I'll play anyway. I'll play China. I'll play Russia. And it's like, well, yeah, you'll play there because nobody in the United States wants to buy your records anymore. Donald Trump, the outrage of the day over the weekend, tweeted that Barack Obama filled the reflecting pool with garbage, and that's why he has to redo the pool. He also said that America needs a ballroom because China has one. Who writes this guy's material? New York Times piece on Nicolas Cage in Sunday's magazine by David Marchese. He called Cage the most original actor since Marlon Brando. I'll wait for it. You can mouth it along with me. Nicolas Cage. My son loves him. And the big guy who used to own a video store that he gave me shelter from the storm in when the trap doors of life opened back in 2003, he agreed. So Nicolas Cage, great. Andrew Watt on Paul McCartney, whose new record is Better Than You Think, The Boys of Dungeon Lane. It's a really joyous experience working with him. Andrew Watt produced the latest record and worked with him on the Stones' last two records as well. And Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, who drummed with McCartney on Saturday Night Live a couple of weeks ago, said, "I don't have enough adjectives to tell you how incredible he is." Ian Hunter celebrating a birthday tonight. Let's do this one from 1971. This is a cover of Melanie Sopka's, well, one of her big hits anyway.
We were so close, there was no room. We bled inside each other's wounds. We all caught the same disease. We all sang our songs of peace. Lay it down,
lay it down.
Lay down, lay down.
in lieu of the fragile temperament of our general manager, whose show follows us here on Free FM 89.0, except no substitute, Hamilton NZ. Fairport Convention, from what I believe was the last album that Richard Thompson was a full working member of the band in 1970. And this, the piece called Flatbook Caper, here on this caper, the Paleface Parabola. And Mott the Hoople with Melody's Lay Down, Candles in the Rain, from, I took it from a best of, I think it was on the album Wildlife originally from 1971, when they weren't very successful. Well, once David Bowie got his hands on them, and I wasn't a fan, I thought those albums were underproduced and slicked up like David Bowie music of the time. My opinion. And but I like the early raw, rough and ready Mott the Hoople. And again, Ian Hunter, born today in 1939. Boy's got some miles on him. How about if we end my part of the program with the maestro, Paul Simon, from an album released today in 2016, as we read previously, Stranger to Stranger. We'll listen to this one in a long time. Going to listen to it now together.
Some nights the ER is quiet as an EKG, but tonight it feels like every broken bone. Tonight it feels like every wounded soul is filling out a form or on the phone. I can't talk now, I'm in a parade. I can't talk now, I'm in a parade. Can't talk to you now, I'm in a parade. Can't talk now, I'm in a parade. Diagnosis, schizophrenic. Prognosis, guarded. Medication, Seroquel. Occupation, street angel. I drank some orange soda, then I drank some grape. I wear a hoodie now to cover my mistake. My head's a lollipop, my head is a lollipop. My head's a lollipop and everyone wants to lick it. I wear a hoodie now so I won't get a ticket. I write my verse for the universe. That's who I am. I can't talk now, I'm in a parade. I can't talk now, I'm in a parade. I can't talk now, I'm in a parade. Now I'm in a parade. Diagnosis, schizophrenic. Prognosis, guarded. Medication, Seroquel. Occupation, street angel.
recorded live in the City of Angels. This is Simple Minds with an instrumental called Theme for Great Cities. Another one of those bands that, yeah, way too much airplay on Don't You Forget About Me. But you dig into their catalog, and they've got some moments, I think, that are really strong. You'll hear what I'm saying. And preceding that, Paul Simon, From Stranger to Stranger. Didn't get a lot of love as opposed to the usual mega records that he released, but I like the album, and I like that track, In a Parade, from 2016. That's my portion of the parabola, and if we hustle here, we won't have to do a lot of editing. I just let a veritable behind-the-scenes parabolic cat out of the bag, I would imagine. A lot of long intros on this show. The night of the long intros is what you just heard here on Free FM. And to end our program with Bounce and Luster, here's the mystery man to talk some talk about the piece that he's about to play. What do you got for us tonight, Senor?
We have a group called Tablatura, who are from Japan, or were. Well, they still are. They're an early music group playing early Renaissance-style music, using original instruments sometimes, in a very interesting way, as the Japanese have a tendency to do. They'll take Western music and put their own spin on it. So that's what we're going to hear. This tune is called Troshis.
And let me say this. The maestro man, mystery man, the mystery maestro, knows the path he walks on. At the end of these programs, he's not just some helicopter pilot dilettante flying in and playing something obscure just for the sake of obscurity. This is music that he's made an effort to find, get mailed to him, and lay on you on a weekly basis. So with that proviso, we now say, Sláinte. Steady nerves, good fortune, go well. Make sure that you glue your ears to Retrospect number 730 coming up next, and may the road rise with you. Pale Face Parabola signing off here on this Wednesday night, June 3rd, with this from the Mystery Man's Grab Bag Otrix. Thank you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.